first of two visits on our grand tour, I'm delighted to welcome Jeff Starmer, who specialises in industrial archaeology. Jeff, as an industrial archaeologist, you must be pretty impressed by this magnificent bridge behind us today.
Well, it's pretty unusual for the canal coming through Northamptonshire to have a bridge in what's called the Gothic style.
What can you tell me about this bridge? I think we're on the edge of a controversy here, aren't we?
Yes, it's quite interesting because until today I didn't realise, you know, that some of the villagers call it Solomon's Bridge and some call it Solomon's Bridge. And in the 1860s, the Northampton Mercury referred to a drowning nearby and called it Biggs's Bridge.
It's all the same bridge, though.
All the same bridge. It's all the same nice decorative bridge.
Well, I have to say, we've been calling it Solomon's Bridge because for our money, Pevsner, which is the definitive architectural guide to Northamptonshire, calls it Solomon's Bridge. And we know the gentleman who's responsible for Pevsner, so what do you think Mr. Bailey would say?
Well, I'd just have to check, you know, with the evidence that he's got for it. But certainly it might be a name that's coming later.
So Solomon's, or Biggs's Bridge, is the same marvellous Grade II listed building that we have behind us now.
Oh yes, and very interesting in that it had to be built in this style because the owner of the land, when the road going through the village had to be diverted when the canal come through, sort of stood out and said, well, he wanted something a bit special for this bridge, and he's got it.
So the proviso was, you don't put the canal through my land unless you build the bridge that I specify.
Oh, well, I think the canal, it was the road that this bridge took that was going through his land that he wanted this sort of bridge.
So it wasn't the canal coming, it was the road coming that actually made this bridge.
Well, the need to provide a road to link both parts of the village.